Is there life after death? If we had an oracle or a god willing to answer only one question about death, this is the one most of us would ask. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you whether there is life after death. I am not a god. But I can say something about whether life after death is possible, or whether the hope that we might have life after death is like the hope that there might be a largest prime number. Do you want to?
Okay. Yeah. 然后如果说有一个上帝或者是先知站在我面前，如果让我们问一个问题的话，这也许就是我们经常问的问题。在这里呢，教授并不能告诉大家这个问题的答案，并不能说大家这个死后到底有没有生命。但是呢，教授会在这里讨论一下，这个死后有生命是不是可能的？我们希望死后有生命，是不是希望像找到那个最大质数一样，是这么一种期望。
So, is life after death possible? I want to approach this question by asking a slightly different one. I want to ask, what would have to be the case for this, for there to be life after death? How could it be accomplished, if it could happen at all? How might life after death be possible? Here is an analogy. Suppose you wanted to know whether it was possible for a human being to visit another galaxy and return to Earth. In order to answer this question, you would need to know what such a journey would involve. What sort of spaceship or other means of transport would it require? How long would the journey take? How fast would you have to go? How much fuel would it require? Only after you had answered questions like these would you be able to work out whether the task was in any way possible. So, in the same way, we need to know what our having life after death would involve in order to see whether it could possibly happen.
这个我们想探讨一下我们死后有生命，这是否是可能的？怎么来进行这个分析呢？我们可以用问说，如果说这个死后有生命是可能的，那么它需要哪些必要条件？ 如果它是可能的，我们该怎么实现它这个问题来推进这个问题？做一个类比，就是说，假如说我们想知道，我们是否能到另一个，我们人类是否能到另一个星球上去，另一个星系上去，然后再返回地球？如果问这个问题的话，我们会问这个东西是如何可能的？我们可能会问，得需要用什么样的飞船啊？需要用多少燃料啊？ 需要这个多远？需要走多快？然后就是说，把这些，把实现这个问题的必要条件找出来。如果实现它的必要条件找出来，就是对这个问题的推进。非常相似的是，我们问我们死后有生命吗？是否可能？我们会问，如果死后有生命，那么它会包含什么？下面就是进行分析。
Okay, I want to suppose, just for the sake of argument, that there is a God. It's a big assumption, but bear with me. Then we can put the question like this. What would God have to do to give us life after death? What could he do? This question is not trivial or easy, because God cannot do just anything. He can only do what is possible. God cannot make it the case that there is a largest prime number, for example. Of course, the question whether there is life after death, the question what it would take for us to have life after death, arises even if there is no God. But supposing that there is a God makes the question easier, just as imagining that the space agency has unlimited resources would help in thinking about what it would take for us to visit another galaxy.
Okay. 在这里呢，我们先要做一个很大的假设，就是假设上帝是存在的。为什么要做这个假设呢？就是这样会让这个论证呢，第二论证会更容易一些。这个上帝呢，并不是我那么刚才那个问题，就是说我们死后是如何可能的？这个问题就变成了，就是说上帝假如上帝让我们可以有生命，上帝都需要做些什么？当然，上帝不可能做，上帝不会是说这个任何事都能做。比如说，他上帝并不能找出上帝只能做可能的事情。 上帝并不能找出最大的那个质数是什么？上帝并不能找出来。然后，当然，即使如果说，就是说你否定这个假设，不存在神的话，我们当然还是可以问刚才那个问题，就是说，我们死后有生命是如何实现的？但是假设这个问题会让这个论证变得比较容易。比如说，假设我们还是在说那个去另外一个星系的这个故事。假设我们假设有一个这个航天局管这个事的。 它有无限的资源可以来运用和操作，会让思考那个问题，我们怎么到另一个星去会变得容易一些。
Let me explain what I mean by life after death. There are three conditions. Not three. First, you have to exist after you have died. I am not interested in your surviving through your work or in the memories of other people. That is only metaphor. Second, you have to be alive. It could be that after your death, you will exist as a corpse, a dead, lifeless corpse. Many philosophers believe this, by the way. That would not be life after death. What sort of life? Well, that's difficult to say, but I will suppose that you need some sort of mental life. You have to be conscious after you have died. Better, you ought to have some memory of the things you did during your life before you died. You ought to retain some of your beliefs and plans and preferences and personality. There ought to be some sort of psychological continuity between you as you are in life and you as you are after death. Otherwise, your existence after death would have little value or interest.
Okay. 他想讲的这个死后的生命是指哪些东西？他讲的这个死后生命有三个条件。第一个条件呢，就是说你在死后是要继续存在的。比如说，有的人可能说是这个某人永远活在我们的心中，是吧？这个他死了，但是他永远活在我们心中。在这里，你活在别人的记忆，在这里不是教授讲的那个意思。也不是说你的这个你写了本书，然后说你就因为你这本书永远流传下去，也不是那个意思。 它指的就是你自己的那个存在，这是第一个条件，就是你死后要继续存在。第二个条件呢，就是说你必须是活着的。所谓说，就是说有点矛盾哈，死后必须是活着。但是说死后，既然你是生命，你就必须是活着的。如果你是作为仅仅是作为一个尸体继续存在的话，那么不是在这里不是这个教授想讲的意思，不算是这个死后的生命。在这里讲的是什么？就是说。 尤其是指，就是说你还需要有一定的，你不但存在，你还需要有一定的这个精神上的这个状态。比如说，你还可以思考。 这才算是说是你还是活着的。当然如果说你跟你死前的那个你，然后那个心理上是有共同的地方，比如说有共同的记忆、共同的信念，那样就更好了，更能说是你是活着的了。
Your existing after your death, conscious and able to remember your life, may not yet be life after death, as we usually think of it. Imagine that.Right after your death, your remains are frozen and kept in the freezer for a while. Later on, they are thawed out and revived. The person resulting from this might be conscious and able to remember your life. And maybe that person really would be you.If so, this would be life after death of a sort, but not the sort that figures in the great religious traditions, and not the sort of most interest. So here's the third condition. When the monotheistic religions speak of life after death, they mean what the Christians call the life of the world to come, life in heaven or in hell or some other place. The world to come is a time or a place in some way different from and removed from the time and place that our life takes place in. Other religions speak of reincarnation,where you are reborn into a new body. I won't say very much about reincarnation, though much of what I will say applies to it as well. So my question is, what would it take for someone who has died to exist in the next world, conscious and able to remember her life?
就是仅有刚才讲的两个条件，就是说，你是继续存在的，而且你还是活着的，这还不够，这还不够全面。然后下面就要引出第三个条件，假如说现在这个科技足够发达了，等你死了之后，然后可以把你冷冻起来，然后过了多少年以后，可以把你在那个给你让你复活，然后你跟原来的那个原来曾经的你。有相同的记忆、相同的信念、相同的思想状态。如果是这样的话啊，我们就可以说这就算是一个死后的生命了。但在这里呢，我们讲并不是说这个很多宗教意义上的那种死后的生活，比如说死后了上天堂，因为什么呢？因为那个天堂跟我们这个世界并不是在一个时空当中的，它并不是指那个意义上的。然后教授的问题就是说，其实这个问题也就是第三个条件的，也就把第三个条件给推出来了。然后就第三个条件我们今天看这个问题，就是第三个条件就是说，如果某人死后，他继续在下一个世界继续存在，而且是有意识，而且是能够回忆起有那个原来的死前的那些信念，那么他还需要满足什么条件？其实这个是引出第三个条件，其实这是引出一个问题，就是我们来下面就是来分析来探讨一下这第三个条件。
On the face of it, life after death seems impossible. Or rather, it seems impossible given what actually happens when someone dies.I mean the fact that death is followed by decay and dissolution. This process of decay and dissolution can be faster or slower depending on how you die, what sort of funeral rites take place, whether you are buried or cremated, for example. Depends on the climate and on other facts. But this process is brutally thorough. And in the end, nothing will remain of you. Not even bones, only dust. If we wait long enough, nothing will remain of you but dust, atoms scattered at random across space. Nothing about the nature and arrangement of those atoms would enable anyone to know that they once made up a human being. I will abbreviate this depressing description by saying that you will be totally destroyed. Okay, so you are totally destroyed when nothing remains of you except dust, atoms scattered at random. That seems to be what awaits us after death.
然后就变成各种各样的分解过程，然后就变成那个尘土了，变成那种原子状态，然后说是没有任何特征，说是可以说可以让认出说是那个原子或者那个分子曾经组成过一个人类，然后就说是其实关于我们日常这种理解呢，就说是这个死后就完全消失，这个短语来描述上面这段这种情况。
What happens to a thing when it is totally destroyed? Here is a simple example. I've drawn it over here on the board. In ancient Greece, in the city of Rhodes, there was once a great statue in the harbor, a statue of the god Apollo. It was called the Colossus of Rhodes, and it was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. There it is, on the left. I can't quite reach it with this cord. Now, in the 3rd century BC, there was an earthquake and the statue collapsed. Its broken remains lay on the ground until the iron rusted away and the bronze was melted down to make weapons, I suppose. So the statue was totally destroyed. So where is it today? Where is the Colossus now? Well, it's gone. It no longer exists. There's nothing but, not dust exactly, but a bunch of atoms scattered at random over on the right-hand side. You could not point to those atoms and say, that thing was once a great statue, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. That could only be a philosopher's joke.
然后，但是在这个公元30纪的时候呢，它就倒塌了，因为地震，所以倒塌了。然后那个逐渐就锈掉了，被人融掉了，就是说最后就是完全消失了。就是这么一个过程。这个很显然，就是说那些铜啊、铁啊，那些分子，它还是肯定原子还是存在的这种世界。但是说这个雕像本身已经不存在了，我们不可能说，只是一堆那个铁原子或铁分子说，那就曾经是一个伟大的雕像。那只有说是哲学家开玩笑的时候才会这么说。所以说就是通过这个例子来让大家就是帮来理解一下什么叫做那种完全消失是什么意思。
Now, given that the Colossus has not only ceased to exist, but was totally destroyed, Is it possible for it to come back into being? Could the Colossus be restored today? Imagine that the owners of a Las Vegas hotel claim to have rebuilt the Colossus. That's this one here. If the result of their effort were enough like the original, suppose it's a very good reproduction, so to speak, if it's good enough, would it be the original statue? Would they bring into being a monument that was already thousands of years old, an object cast in the foundries of ancient Rhodes?
刚才我们说到这个雕像已经在我们日常理解来说，它已经完全的消失掉了，是不是？让我们下面让我们来看它是不是能再来这个重建呢？就是说能不能恢复呢？假设说是现在有一个拉斯维加斯旅馆，它为了这个招来顾客，它又重建了一个这个雕像，一模一样的，跟当时那个东西一模一样的。我们能不能说这个东西就是原来那个雕像的？那如果是的话，好像说这个拉斯维加斯那个旅馆那个老板建了个雕像，在那个雕像建成的一瞬间，那个雕像就已经一两千岁了，这显然是一种感觉非常荒谬的东西。
So could the Las Vegas hoteliers recreate the original Colossus?The very statue that stood in Rhodes 2,000 years ago. Clearly not. The object would be a thing built by 21st century craftsmen from modern materials, not a thing built by the ancient Greeks. It would be only a copy, a replica.If many of the statue's fragments still existed, there might be room for debate about whether reassembling those fragments would be the original statue or only a reproduction or reconstruction. But as things are, given what actually happened to the Colossus, there is no hope. The people in Las Vegas cannot possibly bring back the original statue.
如果是按刚才讲的那种情况，那个这个拉斯维加斯旅馆的老板重新建了个雕像，一模一样的雕像，能不能说它是重建的？能不能说让这个雕像又重新存在呢？当然是不能的，因为说那个雕像它是当时那个雕像已经毁掉了，然而我们现在再重新做一个雕像。用的只能是21世纪的这种东西，肯定不是一个。即使说，如果说当时我们能把当时那些碎片找来拼起来，那还有一种余地，还有余地说那个就是那个雕像。但是现在如果我们用21世纪的物质来铁重新铸造一个的话，显然不能说这个雕像又重新存在了。
Could God do what the Las Vegas hoteliers cannot? Could he bring the Colossus back today? Well, he could certainly cause an object to appear today that was exactly as the Colossus was. A perfect duplicate. He could even gather up the very atoms that made up the Colossus when it stood in Rhodes, and arrange those atoms exactly as they were arranged when the statue stood. In other words, God could do everything the hoteliers can do, only better. But this would no more restore the original Colossus than the best efforts of the hoteliers would. The result of God's act would be nothing but an even more authentic reconstruction. And if God cannot restore the Colossus, then nothing can.
下面就是说，如果说这个拉斯维加斯旅馆的老板用现在的物质造了一个，我们说他那不是当初那个雕像，那么说我说如果让谁来做这件事情，是不是就他就是那个雕像了？如果让神来这个做一个更加完美的这种复制品，甚至说可以让上帝来把这个当初的每一个分子原子都找出来，都那个再重新组成雕像，我们说是不是那个雕像了？然后就是说，这个当然不是，当然下面一会儿还有解释。然后说，如果说神都不能做这一点的话，那么我们当然就不可能让一个毁的东西再重新存在。
Why is it impossible for God to bring back the Colossus? It is the simple fact that it was totally destroyed. If anything is totally destroyed.It must cease to exist, and it can never exist again. Total destruction is final and irreversible. But, well, you can see where I'm going with this, right? We ourselves are totally destroyed when we die. So it seems, anyway. And once that has happened,Nothing could possibly bring us back. There could be someone in the future who was very much like you. God could cause someone to appear after your death who was exactly like you are at any moment during your life. A perfect duplicate. God could even gather up the very atoms.That once made you up and arranged them just as they were when you were alive. Though God cannot do this for all of us because we all contain atoms that were once parts of other people. But if you have died and there's nothing left of you but dust, it is impossible for such a being to be you.It could only be a replica, a completely new being who never lived in this world. Something like the Las Vegas copy of the original Colossus.
Because there is a very simple fact and this is the fact that you can think about. Any thing, if it is completely disappeared, even if you put it together and arrange it again, it cannot be the original thing anymore.这是一个直观的问题。如果说这个在雕像这里，那个上帝不能把那个雕像重新再让它重新存在，那么同样在我们人看来，如对于我们人来说，如果我们人完全的变成了尘土，变成了原子分子的人，即使神把你再重新的，就是你当初那些原子分子再找回来，再弄，再这个重新塑造起来，那个东西只能说是你的一个完美的复制品，而不可能是现在的这个你。